We take this time and opportunity to welcome you all to our service, and we believe that this day that the Lord has made, we are going to be blessed even as we saturate ourselves before the Lord, as we humble ourselves before the Lord, because we know it is not in vain to come to the house of God. Hallelujah. There is life in Mount Zion. There is victory in Mount Zion, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And today we come before the Lord to humble ourselves before Him, to give Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has been good to us. Hallelujah. We are just coming back to say thank you. Thank you for the life that He has given us. Thank you for the family. Thank you for our relatives, for our brethren. Hallelujah. For every church member in this assembly. Hallelujah. Just begin to appreciate Him. Begin to bless Him. Begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, give Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It doesn't matter where you are. You might be in your home, you might be in your house, you might be in your bed, you might be in your hospital. Hallelujah. But still, God deserves the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Begin to thank him, praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. For we are coming before the gates of God with thanksgiving, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are coming by saying thank you Jesus, thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come to your sanctuary. Thank you for the gift of life, thank you for the gift of salvation, thank you for the blood that you shed for us on Calvary, thank you for the victory we have in your name. And Father, to this morning we gather in the name of Jesus, in the mightiest name of the living God, we gather this holy assembly under the mighty hand, under the mighty hand of God, under the name that is above every name. And Lord, we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you for the gift of life. We come to say thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us throughout the night, O God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And Lord, we are glad. We come in the spirit of gladness. We come in the spirit of joy to draw waters of salvation from the throne of God, to draw help and mercy from the throne of God. We lay our burdens aside. We lay our sorrows aside. We lay our weaknesses aside, because we know there is life in thee. We know there is joy in thee. We know there is victory in thee. We know there is mercy in thee. We know there is strength in thee. And we come, O God, in the spirit of meekness, Almighty God, before the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need, O God. We lay our hearts before you. We lay our weaknesses before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lay our unrighteousness before you, Jehovah. May you purge us this morning from every unclean conscious, O God. Purge our hearts, purge our mind. We cleanse our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse the altar with the blood. We cleanse the hair with the blood. We cleanse the instrument of worship with the blood. We sprinkle the blood, the redeeming blood of Jesus, upon this service, upon ourselves, upon God's people. We sprinkle the authority in the blood. May we be saturated, may we be covered, may we be sanctified under the blood of Jesus. May that blood cover us tonight, today, in the name of Jesus. May that blood revive us today. May that blood break every curse. May that blood break every disease and infirmity. May the blood of Jesus bring victory. May the blood of Jesus open the heaven above us, in the name of Jesus, that it may rain life and life in abundance, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind bind every works of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit that exalted itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we scatter every agenda, every plan of the wicked one to kill, to steal, to destroy. We scatter by fire as we decree that the kingdom of our God will reign above every other kingdom. And we invite the kingdom of our God to reign up in this service. We invite the will of the Father, the will of the Son, the will of the Holy Spirit to take place upon this place. In the name of Jesus, we welcome the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the impartation from heaven. We welcome the ministry of angels, upon this service, oh God, that Father, you will speak to us in a mighty way. We welcome the apostolic, we welcome the prophetic, we welcome teaching anointing, we welcome worship in the mighty name of Jesus. That Lord, saturate this place with your glory, saturate this place with your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the enemy be defeated, let works of darkness be scattered, let the captive be liberated in the mighty name of Jesus. For we decree the victory of our Lord, we decree the deliverance of our God, we decree salvation of our King in the mighty name of Jesus. Hale paranta da baratata repete seperini mahanta rabababa. Pray wherever you are. Makato selebeni manata rapa seperina mahanta ipabayante zepetele benetanta rababu shandim ipabayanta rapande le petele benetaj le beteni hanto zapareni mentele gendem ipabayanta hadele vendem ipabayanta hat separere menteri hato koraganandem ipamayante hele vente le pende manantani akabahanda. We plead the blood in our system, in our education, in our life, children. We plead the blood of Jesus. We counter every works of divination. We counter every works of darkness. We counter every plan, every agenda of darkness. Makoto separeda, makanta la bene mataya, yeke perede mahanto, yeparata zeperina mahandem. I bind every spirit of oppression. I bind every spirit of backwardness. I bind every attacks of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. As I decree victory, I decree life and life in abundance. I decree victory in our borders. I decree expansion in our borders. I decree life of God. I decree open doors to God's children. I decree mercy to God's children. I decree the year of jubilee to God's children. Makoto separere mahantam ipabayantele betele mahantam ipabayante le peterere bahantam ipaboyon toria hatta separere upabayantani hanto zopamanatani ipabayanta la perere bushayam. We pray for salvation for the lost, of God. Today we pray for those that doesn't know Jesus, that they will come to the knowledge of Jesus. We pray for salvation. We pray for the spirit of conviction, the spirit of repentance be released upon the land to convict men of their sins, to turn their life to Jesus Christ. And Lord Almighty, let the spirit of repentance be poured in our land, in our city, that our young men will repent, our older men will repent, and everyone will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because the spirit of truth has been empowered. Mako separadiam. Father, power your spirit in abundance. Power your spirit without measure. Power your life in the church. Power your glory in the church. Destroying the works of the enemy. Mako te celebere manataya. Ipa bayanto hota zeberida. Upa bayante ni hanta zakatele gediam. Help me to pray, 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 pray. Makate zelebere anta. Upa yate seperina mahantam. The prayer you pray today will save somebody. The prayer you pray today will deliver somebody. The prayer you pray today will save somebody, will deliver somebody who can't pray for themselves, will deliver somebody in the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we pray for those in captivity. We pray for those that are chained in darkness, chained in prostitution, chained in drug activities, and they don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how to get out of their situation. But Lord, we decree your help. We decree your mercy upon this altar, that Lord, rescue them. Rescue those that are crying. They're crying in the midst of the desert. They're crying in the forest. Their souls are crying on the other hand of the sea. They don't know how to get out of the tomb. They don't know how to get out of the buried tombs. They don't know how to get out of the chains. But today we lift up the spirit of intercessory. We pray for the lost to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray for those that are lost, that the help of God will reach to them. It doesn't matter the prison they are in. They may be inside the prison. May the angel of the Lord appear to them. May the spirit of ministering spirit reach to them. Makatelele bababa, rapandele pabababa, makatele berena, hopayata seperida mantani, even those that are at a point where they are thinking of losing their life. May your word reach to them. May your power reach to them. May your ministering angels reach to them and deliver them and rescue them and encourage them and strengthen them. Even those that are at the point of discouragement, the same way when the angels appeared, the Bible said they strengthened him, they ministered to him. And Father, we pray today as we gather in this place, may your angels strengthen us, may your angels empower us, may your angels minister to your children, oh God, in various needs, oh God, oh mighty God, who are trusting you for healing, who are trusting you for open doors, who are trusting you for salvation, we are trusting you for deliverance, almighty God. Release your angels, release help from above, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open above us, almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are our help, you are our strong defense, you are our rock of ages, you are our battle axe, oh God. You are the Lord of hosts, you are our Ebenezer, you are the Jehovah Sebahoth, you are the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the one who never loses in battle. May you go ahead of us this morning, leveling every ground, in the mighty name of Jesus, scattering every works of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus, disarming every flaming darts of the enemy, disarming every arrow that fly by night, every arrow that fly by noonday. Makate separated, we send them back to the center, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness we scatter. We command confusion in the camp of our enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the word of the living God will go forth and hinder them, and souls will be saved for the glory of our God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, our Father. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 17, verse 5. Praise the Lord. No longer you will be called Abraham. Abraham, your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Praise the Lord. I have made you a father of many nations. Hallelujah. Today I want to speak about discovery of your identity. Hallelujah. Discovery of your identity in Christ. Why it is very important to know yourself, to know what God has made you to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are times where the identity we carry is not what God wants us to carry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, Abraham had an identity. Praise the Lord. He had an identity from his father's house. And when we study the story of Abraham to his father was called Terah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that there were idol worshippers. Praise the Lord. There was strong idol worship where Abraham was coming from. Hallelujah. They were rooted in divination. They were rooted in idol worship. And everything that was happening in that family had an identity of idolatry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the same way. There are times when you are born in a family that doesn't glorify God. When you are born in a family that have some set way of worship that is not of God, everything they do, including their children, are associated with the God they worship. Praise the Lord. For example, if you are born as an Islam, praise the Lord, there are things, there are traditions that they will subject your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even in Hinduism, the same way, even in the African religion, praise the Lord, you'll find that when a child is born, there are certain sacrifices, there are certain covenants that they may make that will be a attached to the child. Praise the Lord. It even goes in the naming. There are people that are named after the dead. There are people that are named after gods. There are people that are named after different things. And this become an identity to the person. Praise the Lord. So there is an identity that Abraham was carrying, and that identity was in his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And no matter how much he tried to move forward, no matter how much he wanted to serve the Lord, there was something always pulling him back because his name was a problem. Praise the Lord Almighty. His identity was a problem. His making was a problem. Praise the Lord. Where he was coming from was a problem. Hallelujah. There had to be change. And it's the same way many of us, we are stuck in one place because we haven't discovered our identity. We haven't discovered what God is speaking concerning us. We haven't discovered what God is saying concerning us. We are still identifying ourselves as Abraham. While in the eyes of God, we have transitioned from Abraham to Abraham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is need of transition, because if you don't transition, you will get stuck to the old ways. You will get stuck to the same patterns that have kept people in captivity for over the years. Praise the Lord. Do you know something you are born in? Something that has been practiced. Hallelujah. Something that has passed through from generation to generation becomes a stronghold. Becomes a stronghold, especially if it is a negative thing. It becomes a stronghold. It becomes a pattern of life. It affects how you reason. It affects how you make decision. It affects how you marry. It affects where you go to church. It affects the kind of people you associate with. It affects your mentality. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And God cannot use you with that wrong identity. God cannot use you with that wrong mentality. God cannot use you when your mind is devoid of Him, when your mind is stuck in tradition, when your mind is stuck in the ways of men, when your mind is stuck with the way your father used to worship the idols, when your mind is stuck in that old pattern, there is no way God can use you. So he had to change the identity. You see, a name gives you an identity. Hallelujah. A name in the Bible will give somebody an identity and also a focus of life. Hallelujah. A focus of life. A name gives somebody a purpose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A name gives somebody a purpose. That's why when somebody have a bad name, it's a big problem. As parents, you have to be careful what you name your children. Hallelujah. Because a name can either invoke a blessing or a curse. Some of you, you name your children curses, and every time people call them by the name, they invoke the spirit behind the name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you call your child a dog and people call him dog, dog, come here. Hallelujah. They invoke the spirit of the dog to your child. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what is happening to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful, because what people pronounce in the air, hallelujah, become spirits, become spirit, and whether they carry life or death, hallelujah, glory be to God. So if your name has life, is your name is blessed, and every time people mention that name, hallelujah, every time they call you, hallelujah, there is something that is evoked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is something that is evoked. And because Abraham's name, hallelujah, had a blessing in it, every time you call him Abraham, how are you today? Good morning, Abraham. Good morning. Hallelujah. You are invoking the name upon his life. You are invoking the blessing, the abundance, the grace, the kingship, hallelujah, that God had put on his life. So it was very important for God to change that identity, because the parent gave him a name that will put limitation in his life. The parent gave him a name that will make him circle back to the old tradition. Some of you, you need to change your name. Hallelujah. Because the kind of name, your parents, the kind of identity you are given was a false identity. And you wonder why the struggle is too much. You wonder why doors are not opening. Hallelujah. Because you are given a wrong identity. So as long as you continue with that identity, you will wonder why doors are being locked. You will wonder why the things you can easily access, you are not accessing, because you are carrying the wrong identity. So God had to intervene. Hallelujah. God had to intervene. You know, sometimes we think that the biggest deliverance a person can ever have is by the revelation of the word. Revelation of the word. Hallelujah. Many think that all they need, oh, man of God, lay hands on me, kick me like this, do this. Eh? Hallelujah. Some of you, until you feel like you fall under power, is when you feel like you have been healed. No, no, no. It's by the revelation of the word of God. So Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But you have to dig into the scripture the same way we are digging into the word of God today. So verse 5 says, no longer you will be called Abram, your name shall be called Abraham. for I have made you a father of many nations. So one reason why the name changed, hallelujah, from Abraham to Abraham, it is because he carried an identity to become a father of many nations. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You carry a something that is weighty like that, a father of many nations. You might be the apostle of many nations, limited where you are, because there's a problem with an identity. You carry a wrong identity, and no matter how much you try, you find yourself circling back on the same thing, because you don't have the identity that makes you to be a father of many nations. When you know that you carry an identity as a father of many nations, your thinking expand, your capacity expand, you begin to think responsibly, hallelujah. The way you make decisions, hallelujah, begin to change. You begin to see yourself going far beyond the borders of nations, hallelujah. Some of us, we have never even thought of boarding an aeroplane and coming out of where we are. We have never thought of even moving from village to urban center. Hallelujah. We have never thought of even going to a neighboring country. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have never even thought of getting a passport because you have never seen the need of it. Hallelujah. You have never seen the need of getting a passport. Hallelujah. Because you are in your old identity. Hallelujah. Where you don't see yourself going to nation. So you don't see the need of getting a passport. Hallelujah. You are in your old identity that wants you to get stuck in one location. That wants you to get stuck where people have determined that you can only be blessed here. You can only grow here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God wants to elevate somebody. God wants to lift somebody. He wants to change how you think. He wants to change how you consider yourself. You are not just a village boy. You are not just a village person. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are an evangelist to nation. You are a pastor to nation. You are an apostle to nation. Your ministry is meant to go far and beyond. Don't just see yourself in one city. See yourself in different regions. See yourself in nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you are called us to change. For as a man thinketh, so he is. Your way of thinking has to change, because where you are coming from, they are set standard on what you can be. They are set standard on where you can go. They are set standard on what kind of school you can go. They are set standard of your level until you begin to think like that level. But God wants to bring you to a higher level where your identity must change, where your thinking must change. Because if you don't change, there's a generation that will be stuck because you are not transformed of in your mind where God wanted to take you. Do you know there are people that they love the status quo? They have never thought of themselves doing something different. They have never thought of moving beyond the borders. They have never thought of growing. They have never thought of finishing their school. They have never thought of getting a degree. They have never thought of finishing high school. They have never thought of going to a trade school. They have never thought that one day God can use them to plant churches in Nigeria, to plant churches in South America. They have never thought. All they have been thinking, I will die here. I was born here. I am not going anywhere. This is my life. There is nothing I can change, because that is the old identity. But God wants to lift you to begin to think higher. For as a man thinketh, so he is. God wants to elevate your thinking capacity, that where you are is not where he wants you to be. He wants your mind to expand. He wants your horizon to expand. Hallelujah. To possess nations, to possess land. No wonder the Lord say, ask of me and I will give you nations as your inheritance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is saying, ask of me, I will give you nations as your inheritance. Hallelujah. And you are asking for a bicycle. On you are only asking for a car. Hallelujah. And God is saying, ask for nations. Hallelujah. But because your mind has not been transformed, you are still on your old identity. Hallelujah. You don't see nations as an inheritance. Hallelujah. Because your mind is stuck on the old ways. But God wants to command men to serve you. God wants to command people that you do not know to be at your service. Hallelujah. But because your mind is stuck on the old tradition, you don't see yourself where God wants you to be. So you are stuck there. It's very difficult to deal with people who are stuck in their wrong identity. Hallelujah. Because every time you bring something positive, they will bring a negative counterattack. Hallelujah. Every time you tell them you can be like this, they will say, oh, no, I have nothing, I can't be anything. Hallelujah. Because they are stuck. So God is bringing a word unto Abraham and is telling him that you shall be a father of many nations, not just one nation, but many nations. Then he say, I will make you very fruitful. I will make you very fruitful. Praise the Lord. Do you know that can break any curse of poverty, of limitation, where you have seen yourself, you are nothing. You have seen yourself, you are going nowhere. You have seen yourself with nothing that you can look back and call your own. And yet God is saying, I will make you fruitful. I will make you fruitful. Hallelujah. Not just for greed. You will be fruitful for the purposes of God. You will be fruitful, hallelujah, in whatever you do for the glory of God. But through your life, many will see the light of God. Through your life, crusades shall happen. Through your life, the gospel shall be preached. Through your life, churches will be planted. Hallelujah. Because God will make you fruitful. God will bless your home. God will bless your farm. God will bless your children. God will bless the work of your hand, that you may be fruitful. Because behind you carry a kingdom. You carry the kingdom of God, and wherever you go, you bring that kingdom. Wherever you go with that kingdom. When you go to the workplace, you go with that kingdom. When you go to your farm, you go with that kingdom. When you go to your business, you go with that kingdom. And people will see and indeed say that indeed your God is at work in your life, because they will see the hand of fruitfulness. They will see the mercies of God at work in your life. They will see the favor of God at work into your life, because God is taking you to high places. God is taking you to a place where you shall possess nations, where you shall possess the land, where kings shall fear you, prime ministers shall fear you, presidents shall fear you, because of the authority you will command. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know there are people that the resources they command, one man, hallelujah, their worth is 10 nations combined together. One man, their worth is 100 nations combined together. Praise the Lord. Their worth is 100 nations combined together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they come to a nation, even if the president is busy, they will make schedule to go and visit and meet with them at the airport and welcome them at the airport. Not because they know God, because they have been made fruitful. May the Lord make his children fruitful, that we shall possess the land. We shall bring the kingdom of God, that the kings of this earth will know that there is a higher king above them. There is a higher king they must submit to, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the dominion of the kingdom of God rule above every dominion. Glory be to God. So God is telling Abraham, you shall be fruitful. Then he said, I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will make nations of you, and kings will come. Leaders, great men, hallelujah, presidents will come from you. Mayors will come from you. Governors will come from you. Hallelujah. Senators will come from you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Great men will come from you. Doctors will come. Physicians will come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Engineers will come from you. Doctors will come from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Great businessmen and great businesswomen will come from you. Hallelujah. Kings will come from you. Apostles will come from you. Presidents will come from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you imagine this word is coming from a man, coming from a country, coming from a people ridden in idolatry? Do you know there is a way idolatry ties people's destiny? There's a way idolatry ties people's life, so that you don't see your life becoming anything. You don't see your life moving forward. You don't see your life fruitful. You don't see that leaders are in you. Nations are in you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You don't see your life effective. You don't see your life transforming others. You don't see your life as a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is raising men like Abraham in our midst that will become a light unto their generation, that will lead by faith and righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, that will command their household after the ways of the Lord, that will stand with the covenant of life, that will stand with the covenant of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, that their life will show forth the light of his glory in the mighty name of Jesus. For great men and great women will come out of them. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus, a quiver shall come out of you. Men in great authority, but still bow to Christ. Still live in the fear of the Lord. Still don't miss to come to worship God. Hallelujah. Because they know their help doesn't come from man. Their help cometh from the Lord, the maker of all. They will be blessed but still remain humble, because they know that the blessing is in the covenant of faithfulness. The blessing is in their relationship with Christ. Their divine increase is in their commitment at the altar of fire, at the altar of sacrifice, at the altar of truth, at the altar of the wisdom of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will not forget their God. Whether they are in America, they will not forget their God. In Canada, they will not forget their God. In Africa, they will not forget their God. In India, in Pakistan, in Europe, it doesn't matter what part of the world they are in, they will never forget their God. Because they serve a God of covenant that will raise nations out of them. They serve a God of covenant that will make them be fruitful in the land, that people may know it is a blessing to serve God. It is a blessing to live for God. What can a man gain? To lose his own soul, but gain the whole world. They will know you can serve God and also prosper in the will of the Father, in the will of the Son. So God is expanding the horizon
Abraham is breaking the curses, is breaking the limitations that was on his name. You see, these words of prophecy that God is bringing upon the head of Abraham, this guy that has transitioned, hallelujah, is bringing a word to nullify the negative things that was spoken on his life, that he will become nothing, he will achieve nothing, he will die young, he won't go anywhere, you won't prosper, you will stay in poverty. Oh, makandala barandele menetala dam. God is bringing a word upon your destiny. He is reversing every curse. He is reversing every limitation that men. He is reversing every embargo that people had put into your life to make you think like a grasshopper, to make you think like you can't go anywhere. The prophecy is coming upon your head that you are blessed. The prophecy is coming upon your head. You are a father of many nations. Rise up from the debris. Rise up from that place where you are thinking like a grasshopper. You are thinking like a chicken that have been rained on. You are a big man. You are a woman. You are a big woman. You are an evangelist. You are a prophet. You are an apostle to nation. So you need to stop thinking like you are a nobody. You need to start thinking, knowing that your destiny is attached to kings. Your destiny is attached to nations. There are nations that will thrive because you stand. There is a generation that will stand because you stand. There are kings that will rise because you stand at the place of covenant, at the place of faithfulness, at the place of your relationship with God. So your mind has to change in the name of Jesus. God is reversing everything and is laying a foundation, is releasing the word upon this guy that have transitioned to become Abraham. He say, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants and after you for the generations to come. This guy Abraham, the Lord is saying, he made an everlasting covenant. That's why, hallelujah, Abraham in the Bible can never lose significance. He can never lose significance because God made an everlasting covenant with him. Hallelujah. Even Jesus of Nazareth is the seed of Abraham. Is the seed. Hallelujah. Jesus is an outcome of this covenant. So if this covenant was never made, Jesus couldn't have come out. Hallelujah. The power of the word, the power of the change of identity. There's a word that is coming upon your life that will change your identity forever, that will change your identity for generations to come. They will know that there are people that are called to be kings out of this home. There are people that are called to be mayors. There are people that are called to be governors. There are doctors out of this home. There are engineers out of this home. There are great men and women out of this home. There are billionaires and millionaires out of this family. There are men and women of integrity because they have a covenant with their maker. There's a covenant that will work for them. There's a covenant that will destroy limitations and boundaries created by men. And the authority of that covenant was breaking every limitation, was breaking every curses, was breaking every false identity. Many lives are tied in their false identity. Many destinies are tied because they can't change the way they think. The You can't change the way the doctor told you to think. You can't change the way your papa told you to think. They can't change the way your mama told you to think. Your mama suffered. They went through a lot. Hallelujah. And you start thinking like her. You start thinking like him. But God is bringing you to a higher place. God has a greater plan with you. God has a greater covenant. An everlasting covenant. Not just for you, but your descendants after you, for generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. For the old land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. What God wants to start with you will not end with you. Glory be to God.